Well, President Trump's budget director Mick Mulvaney testified on Capitol Hill today about the administration's proposed budget, which was released yesterday. It's called the New Foundation for American Greatness, but Mulvaney said they could have called it the Taxpayer First Budget.
This is a budget that was written from the perspective of the people who actually pay for the government. And we went line by line through what this government does and asked ourselves, can we justify this to the folks who are actually paying for it?
But Democrats saw things differently. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington told Mulvaney that the budget cuts to food stamps and other programs are astonishing and immoral. And our next guest says the budget would reverse a number of the president's campaign promises. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's first talk about what this budget means for some important programs. Back in 2015, then-candidate Trump tweeted that there will be no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. What does this budget do to those three programs?
If the promise was threefold, no cuts to Medicare, no cuts to Social Security, no cuts to Medicaid, I think it's fair to say that this budget gets about 1.5 out of three. There are indeed no cuts to Medicare, but there are cuts to Social Security disability insurance, which is absolutely part of Social Security. It's right there in the name. And there are deep, deep, deep cuts to Medicaid, hundreds of billions of dollars worth, even above the AHCA, the Republicans' Obamacare repeal bill. This budget is coming from a White House, so it makes sense to call it the Trump budget. But in reality, it's really much closer to the traditional conservative wing of the GOP. It's really a OMB Director Mulvaney budget rather than a Trump budget. It seems to uphold way more promises from the Paul Ryan wing of the Republican Party than it upholds from the Donald Trump presidential campaign.
Well, it also would cut food stamp money by a third. Is that an idea that's going to have support among Republicans?
Republicans have a complicated relationship with food stamps. On the one hand, House Speaker Paul Ryan, the wonk-in-chief of the GOP, he has proposed food stamp cuts several times in past budgets, and Republican lawmakers have voted for those budgets, voted for those cuts. But Republican voters are another story. As the AP has reported, 7 of the 10 states with the highest food stamp participation rate voted for Donald Trump. So now that Republicans can't just pass symbolic budgets, they have to pass budgets that are actually going to go into law, are going to affect people. It will be very interesting to see what they do with food stamps. If they're willing to vote for a budget that's going to cut Medicaid by hundreds of billions of dollars, I have to believe that they'd be willing to cut food stamps by a bit. But the cuts in this bill, proposed budget from the White House, are rather draconian. So I'd be surprised to see all of them go through.
Where does this budget actually stick to the president's promises?
Yeah, there are places where the promises are mostly kept, mostly. He promised a bump in military spending. There is indeed a modest bump. He promised regulatory cuts, and indeed programs like the EPA are gutted. But again, I think the most important point to emphasize is how far this budget is from a perfect reflection of Trump's campaign promises. For example, very famously, Trump promised $1 trillion in infrastructure spending. The most recent infrastructure proposal is just about one-fifth of that. He promised full support for a wall most recently between the U.S. and Mexico after he reversed the idea that Mexico would pay for the whole thing. Experts say that wall would cost about $15 billion. He's proposed just one-tenth of that. So you add that on top of the cuts to Medicaid and Social Security disability insurance, and again, I think you do have a budget that is a much more accurate reflection of longstanding conservative Republican principles than it is a reflection of a Trump campaign that was, in fact, extremely heterodox, extremely unconventional, and willing to part with traditional Republican policy.
And your point being there that why would he propose a budget that doesn't fulfill all of his promises if the likelihood is that this proposal is nowhere near something that will get passed through Congress?
Right. I'm just extremely surprised that this budget seems designed to be unpopular. Trump is devoted now to his Obamacare replacement bill, which has an approval rating, I think, of that is two times worse than the Affordable Care Act. He's proposed now an historic tax cut at a time when 77% of Americans, 77% are opposed to cutting taxes on the wealthy. He's proposing this enormous cut to the welfare state state to Medicaid and food stamps and disability insurance at a time when a record number of respondents to a recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll say they want the federal government to do more to solve people's problems. Right. I think it was precisely Trump's ability to say, I don't have to marry myself to traditional Republican policy. I can say what I think the voters in front of me want to hear.
Right.
And suddenly a man who seems quite interested in being popular seems to be departing from those policies that would be most likely to ensure his popularity.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thank you.
Thank you.